Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
Things have changed with competitive sports since I was playing, man. I played baseball, and I remember our games being all the time between, I think, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock was game time for baseball games back in the day. My kid last night had a set, this is school night, 7:30 game last night, an hour and a half away from where we live.
Oh, my God.
Only to get spanked by the other team, which is the worst part of it. It's a much bigger conference. But 7:30, so he didn't get home last night until like 11:30 last night.
Yeah, and I was kind of like incredulous when you told this story during a commercial break, and I'm like, on a school night. However, flashbacks of high school basketball popped in my head, and we played on school nights because the guys got the coveted Friday night spot, right, for the basketball games. And so we played during a school night, and I remember one time, you know, traveling to another county to play a basketball game and then coming back home and still wearing, like, my tracksuit or whatever in the bed and falling asleep in the bed with my books on my lap. Trying to get my homework done. And so, yeah, there were definitely some late nights.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and suggest right now that if you have a team that plays that far away, you should give them a one goal lead based on every hour they have to travel. So they should have started that game up 2-0.
Yeah, with Kristen, I remembered it was the same way because it was like a triple header. You had like the B team and then it would be JV. So if you was on varsity, we played at like 8 o'clock at night.
Right? That's right. Because you had the freshman play, then you had the JV play, and then you had varsity play.
Yeah, right. So it was the same way.
Okay, maybe it's just us. All right, Kristen, so what's the problem with therapy these days?
So I saw this and I knew it would speak to your soul, especially by the reaction you gave me via email. And it has to do with therapy and destigmatizing therapy, but now it's taken on a life of its own. So because we talk extensively about therapy on this show, we're constantly recommending it. All of us have done therapy and therapy has been good for us. So we're not hesitant to say, hey, why don't you go get some help for that brain of yours? this is at Raquel_the_capacity_E. And she's about to take us to church when it comes to therapy. And there are definitely some points in here that she's a therapist, and she's all about destigmatizing mental health. But she's like, somewhere along the way, we've gotten too soft and we've gone wrong.
Maybe it's just me, but I thought that the goal was to create awareness, to, you know, normalize seeking help, to make therapy accessible, to remove the shame around mental health struggles. But somewhere along the way, destigmatizing mental health has taken on a life of its own. And now, instead of people getting better, I just feel like people are getting worse. We didn't just normalize therapy. We've turned it into a personality trait. We didn't just encourage self-awareness. We turned every feeling into a diagnosis. And instead of using mental health language as a tool, we've started using it as a shield, justifying avoidance, self-sabotage, and emotional fragility in the name of protection. Now everything is a trigger. Everything is trauma. People say, I can't do this. It's bad for my mental health. When what they really mean is, this is hard and I don't want to deal with it. But Since when did mental health become about avoiding life instead of learning how to handle it? Good mental health isn't about comfort. It's about capacity. It's about having the emotional, the psychological, and the cognitive range to handle life as it comes. Not just when it's easy, but especially when it's hard. Your mental health should be challenged, because if your mental health can't withstand stress, discomfort, or uncertainty, then you don't have mental strength. You have emotional dependence based on the right circumstances, and life does not care about your circumstances. And I'm serious, y'all. Like, really, ask yourself, has your mental health journey actually made you stronger, or has it made you retreat further into protecting yourself in the name of good mental health?
Right?
I feel like I have been preaching that for 15 years on this show.
You just didn't say it like that.
I didn't say it like that. She said it way, way better. But I've called it kind of the wussification of America. But I walk a very fine line also. And I feel like a lot of people do the same that are my age, is that our parents were so hard on us that when we had kids, we swore it wasn't going to be that hard for our kids. So maybe we swung the pendulum too far the other way, right? And in a lot of cases, we are there to help them before they fall, right? And we're trying to avoid any kind of pain at all for our kids, where I really do feel like we have raised a generation of kids that don't have grit because they fall back easily on this mental health thing. Like, for instance, Hayden and I went through this a while back, where he was saying he was going through depression, or he felt depressed that day. And I said, do you feel depressed, or are you just having a day where you feel sad? But he's labeling it depression rather than sadness. And I think those are two very different things.
They are. And I think it takes away from those with significant struggle, and that we, because I mean, as somebody, listen, I have generalized anxiety disorder. It was diagnosed. I take medication. I have no qualms sharing that. And I do feel like, and I will call myself, I'm going to call myself to the mat, and I'm going to call myself out. There are days when I feel like I can use that as a crutch, and excuse myself from doing things, when in actuality, either I'm just tired, or I'm being lazy, or there could be another reason why. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be yes and.
I appreciate the person that I'm becoming, and I look back on what it took for me to become this person. And if I would have known what I was going to have to go through to get here, I probably wouldn't have allowed myself to go through it. But you got to learn that it is the tough times that make tough people. And when you avoid all of the tough times, what happens? So I'm like proud of the fact that my parents were so hard on me, because I do think you do need that, and life is hard. But when people start telling you that they don't have the capacity, you can't tell them they're wrong. So I think people do lean on it, but you do have to go through things in order to become someone.
Yeah, I saw on social media somewhere that the worst person you know is probably getting told by their therapist to protect their peace in some capacity. And I think what she said about pushing people away or isolating yourself has become such a thing because of the language that a lot of therapists are using on their clients, where it's like, well, if that person, you know, isn't benefiting your life, then protect your peace and whatever. And I think it's important to recognize that therapy is kind of like going to the gym for your brain. It's supposed to make you stronger. It's supposed to be a workout. It's not supposed to be a place of rest, although I know sometimes it can be, but it is supposed to be a tool to make you more capable.
That's good. That was a good video. You sent that yesterday. I'm like, Dad, get it on! Get it on!
As soon as I finished watching this, I'm like, oh yeah, Bert's going to be all over this.
Get it? The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.